All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Maize and Blue says it makes the Grand River look clean. Rich says every swimmer got pink eye. My God, what a catastrophe. Well, there you go. The Olympics. So great. So awesome. Corey adds, these Olympics have been a disaster. Well, I guess it depends on your perspective. I think they've been wonderful. I think they've been great for things to talk about. This has led to, I hope every Olympics are like this. All right. If you are enjoying the show on Facebook or Twitch, I must say goodbye to you. Unfortunately, if you want the full show as it happens, because there's plenty more to talk about, you have to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app, search Eric Zane Live, and off you go. Thank you so much for doing that. The audio from everything that we say here on the show becomes the audio podcast. You can download it wherever you download shows. I make it available shortly after in two parts, Act 1 and Act 2, which I really only had one complaint about Act 1 and Act 2. Most just said, eh. Amanda said, oh my God, it's the worst thing since I started that diet. Chris says, do you take the pauses out in the audio or no? No, no. You need the pauses, God damn it. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm saying shit, thinking about the next sentence. You don't want it to be like a wacky nut hut. I wouldn't have the energy to fill every second of the podcast with by eliminating pauses. Can you imagine if I did talk like that? Ugh. Bob says that I actually make the pauses longer. Yeah, now with more pauses. Chris describes Justin taking out all the pauses and his weirdo random laughs.
Oh, boy. Thank God.
That show didn't even have time to pod fade, which is when a person does a podcast and then they get bored of it. And they just stopped podcasting. They didn't have time to pod fade. Aram says, it seems multiple people talking over each other is a very successful approach. Yeah, I mean, I'm doing it all wrong. Linda says, I think Justin is a roofer now in Seattle. Do you guys remember when Justin announced on Facebook that he was going to, he's waiting to get back into the podcast game until his legal troubles are over. Not legal troubles, until the judicial, because he's suing Cumulus. He's saying that Cumulus didn't do enough to protect him or some shit. From like people being mean to him. One of those deals. So I, because he posted that on Facebook, I wrote, how is your legal fight affecting you from doing your podcast? And he got so butthurt about that, and I told this story already once, but it's worth telling again. First, he went back and forth with me for a little bit. And I said, well, I mean, that's just, it's a simple question. I mean, you can still do your show. You can talk about whatever you want to fucking talk about. You can talk about the weather. You can talk about this, your wacky stories. It doesn't have anything to do with it. You just can't talk about the case. That's probably a wise move. Chris says, didn't he say he was praying for you? Yeah, he's all about, you know, positivity and I love you and I pray for you and on and on and on. Well, that's what he does outwardly. Because then he figured out that it was right when I was starting Q100. Like a day later, I get a call from the number one at Q100. And she says, "Hey, who's Justin Nettlebeck?" And I'm like, "What?" I go, "He's a..." And I explain. I go, "Yeah, he's a..." "Why? What's going on?" "Well, he sent me an email trying to get me to fire you because you're bad. You're a bad person." I go, "Well, I've never worked with him in my life. And outside of one interaction on Facebook, which I just had with him, asking him a direct question, I don't know what the fuck he's doing that for." So I said, "Well, can you forward me that email?" She goes, I don't want trouble." I go, "You're not going to be in any trouble. Just send me the email. I want to read it. I want to read what he said." She goes, "No, she wouldn't let me do it." Or she wouldn't do it. So that was his play. So stupid. It's like, "Hey, that would be like if she called me and she says, 'Yeah, I know we've hit it off quite well here, but someone I don't know just sent me an email saying that I should fire you, so you're fired.'" Tyler says, "Justin is one of those, quote, 'be better, I only spread positivity, I'm praying for you, fake douchebags, LOL. Adam says, "The Jesus-loving thing to do is try to get you fired." Oh, of course. Chris adds, "Zane's a big meanie, so you should fire him." Maze in Blue says, "No, it's better that he doesn't podcast. The world is a better place." Well, I liked reviewing his shows. They were so bad. God damn. By the way, I still haven't kicked everybody out, but I just want to finish up before I do that with this. It's going to take a lot of energy to ever come up with a "Who Are These Steve and Kyle's" podcast again. And where it's so simple to pull my old material from "Who Are These Zanes" and have a blast ripping on me from the old radio I did on those old tapes. You know, these fucking things. Like you didn't know what a tape was, right? And it's even easier to take current shows of Free Beer and Hot Wings, which we have so much material. Next week is another edition of "Who Are These Free Beers?" It's going to be excellent. There is a "What Hot Wings Thinks" from the other day that was so goddamn uncomfortable. Holy shit. Steve and Kyle are almost unreviewable. It's the juice is not worth the squeeze. It's really tough to describe it, but the amount of... It's just two people going, like, elbowing each other, going, "Right, right, oh my God, yeah." It's basically them just describing inside moments in their personal lives between them with kind of like a meandering style that does not culminate in like a tangible high point or story arc. It's just random shit with no real beginning or end to any type of story. And if it does, it's so unbelievably lackluster and pointless that you constantly feel like you're in some type of Twilight Zone hodgepodge. And they're almost like playing a prank on you. And I did not think that that was possible. I didn't think there was a show that I could listen to. And I mean, I've listened to dozens of shows over the years for "Who Are These" podcasts. And there's always been, there have been some that have been harder to review, harder than others. But that show in particular really, really fucked, is so goddamn difficult to clip. It's out of this world. Tyler says that who are these free beers, also known as living in the past, according to the Free Beer and Hot Wings trolls. Cole says Steve is so boring he shouldn't even have one mic, let alone be on two different shows. Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Painful. Very, very painful. All right. So there you go. That's part of Patreon, patreon.com/Erickson. You can sign up free for 7 days. Next week, who are these free beers? Today, I will edit up and have the audio ready from yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which might have been one of the funniest Ben and Eric Patreon podcasts we've ever done. And who are these Zanes? You can enjoy those free for 7 days at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay. And I now say goodbye to the folks on Facebook and YouTube. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV brings you Facebook and Twitch. Thank you for that. They are awesome. Irvine's.com, they repair all types of cars, including hybrids and EVs. ERVines.com, that's ERVines.com. You can even call them at 616-532-6600. You can talk to them on the phone about how it works. But a very spectacular group of people. I can't say enough about them. Locally owned, veteran owned, lady owned, wonderful souls. And they've got the Google reviews to prove it. They display them prominently on their website. Go check them out. If there ever is anyone that says, wait a minute, I didn't like this. They make it right. They make it right. Speaking of making it right, I need to tell you about what went on with the RV. I have an update for you coming up in just a second. It just popped into my brain. If you ever want to email me, do it on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I want to thank Berlin Raceway. BerlinRaceway.com. Buy tickets for the upcoming weekend races tomorrow at Berlin Raceway. And then Wednesday, you got the Battle at Berlin. Unbelievably big event. If there's still tickets available, you can find them at BerlinRaceway.com. Tickets for Saturday's races are just $14 when you buy them online. Kids free, parking free. Bring in your cooler with your snacks and your soft drinks. I prefer Faygo. And then if you want to bring in booze, you can't. No glass, no booze. You can buy all the booze you want when you're there at Berlin Raceway. Afterwards, the band Pretty Cool is going to be playing. They're a lot of fun. Good band. Good cover band. Love them. Hot lead singer chick. Very milfy. Frank Fuss invites you to check him out at buyinsurancehere.com when it comes to shopping for a life insurance policy. Or maybe you want medical coverage. Maybe you're like, okay, I'm in between jobs, or I don't have a job. I still need life insurance, or I work for myself. I still need life insurance. You got to go to the marketplace and get it. The beautiful, bountiful Obamacare. Frank will help you set all that up. Okay, because a lot of the times folks are not aware of how Obamacare works, but the premiums that you would pay each month, all right, most of that is paid for by the government with a tax-funded subsidy. That's one of the few Democratic financial programs that I support. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. The government pays for most of it. As long as your income stays below a certain threshold, you don't have to pay that back. Okay, that's how it works. I know all the people, like, all the Republicans are like, oh, yeah, you're taking my money. Yeah, fuck off. That's the way it works here, goddammit. Buyinsurancehere.com. You don't pay Frank any money. He takes care of everything for you, and then you don't have to deal with it. Joe Martinez, where has he been? He's probably on vacation in Texas. A&E Heating and Cooling. Oops. That was a bummer. 616-516-8579. 616-516-8579. You have any issues with your furnace, with your heater, you call Joe. 616-516-8579. Hang on. That could have been a disaster. This would have come down like a guillotine and cut my leg off. What was I going to talk about? Oh, the RV. Oh, my God. So, I got a call. 24 days after I took it in, I got a phone call from the RV place. Chris says, Frank is the man. He helped me out when we were 1099 at Rangers, the soccer organization. Very cool, man. Bob writes, EZ, I think Freebeer heard you talking about his beach house during the one segment. Hot Wings mentioned that they play polo near his house. And Freebeer got fussy and said, oh, his house is in fancy, expensive area. Everyone attack him. Wait a minute, what? Freebeer heard you talking about his beach house. So Hot Wings mentioned that they play polo near his house. And then Freebeer, okay, he used that as a point to say, oh, his house is in a fancy, expensive area. Everyone attack him. That sounds like the passive-aggressive pussy shit that Greg would do. That is part of his playbook. Rather than just come out and saying, yeah, fuck you, Eric, or anyone who says anything about the money I make. That does sound, I think you're onto something there. And I've made this very, very clear. I don't have a problem with Greg owning a $1 million second beach house. Nor do I have a problem buying a $100,000 Tesla. He's earned that. And he should. That sounds great. My only problem is he has continued to not pay his. He does not support women having an appropriate wage. Kelly is much more interesting as a co-host. She's just as much of a co-host as he is. It says it right on the Compass Media website. It's not my website. It's theirs. Yet he pays her $70,000. She should make $200,000. It's going up every time I mention it. I made the same as Greg and Chris. So should she. That is dirty, dirty, dirty. That is not equitable. A local women's organization should petition the show. It wouldn't break my heart if 100 audience members of this show, if I even had that many, would get signs and picket outside of the station saying, pay Kelly a living wage. Bob says it was during their segment about games, that are not part of the Olympics anymore, like events, I guess. Cannot remember, but was either right about 9 or 9:30. I'll check it out. Linda says that she'd pick it. Well, the thing is, if I get everybody to pick it, no one will be on my show. I'll have zero audience. So I get the phone call. Easy. The motorhome is done. And if you don't know, I was a little sheepish about it at first, but then it became a part of the show, so much so that I had to talk about it. I'm going to get you a picture of it. The one that we had was a 2016, and I went into the camper and, what do you call it, trailer show or whatever it is in Grand Rapids. And I met a buddy of mine who works for Thor Motor Coach. Thor, like Thor the God of Thunder, Motor Coach. He goes, I want you to check this out. And I take a look at it, and I fell in love with it. Dan and I both were like, we got to get this. We got to get this. Fuck it. Let's do it. So we sat down, figured out the math. An hour later, it was ours. Took some nice pictures with us around it saying, sold! And we're so excited. We couldn't wait to get it out on the road. Very first time I take it out, we're going up north, and I have the generator on because it was a hot day, and the dogs were getting warm. So I turned on the AC in the fucking back of the thing, and they're cool as a cucumber. And then all of a sudden, the AC craps out. I'm like, huh, weird. Take it to a place to get it fixed. They said, yeah, it's shot. And I go, it's shot? It's brand new Cummins generator. How the fuck can it be shot? They go, I don't know, man. They repaired it. Doesn't cost anything. Which, by the way, thank God I bought the warranty. Not that what happened that I'm about to tell you about wouldn't be covered because it's brand fucking new, but thank God I bought the warranty. Because who knows what's going to happen in the future? I don't. I got a very bad vibe about this thing. So destroyed generator. That's okay. Start of the problems. We take this on the trip to Maine. Also, on that first trip that the generator went out, the toilet clogged. And I'm like, you know, in the 7 years I had the other one, I never had the toilet clog once. And it happened like twice. So that was the one where we didn't have the plunger, and Diana put the long plastic glove on and stuck her arm down the toilet and actually was like an Olympian triathlete and was squeezing shit to bust it up to get it past. She had to like punch through the clog. God damn, how sick is that? She's going, and I'm like going, the worst. We're driving to Maine. Water pouring through the roof, through the AC as it rained. More clogs in the toilet. Water pouring out of the shower, running down the aisle. Damaging the wall that it came out of, molding falling off, a generator fucks up again. There's a tailpipe for the generator, and it's got those hangers to keep it secured to the body. Two of the three of those broke. There's these things called levelers. You push a button, and these things come down, and they level it so that you're not like, you know, if you're on a weird angle, it'll level it for you. It does everything. It like moves. That broke. Let's see. This light fixture was full of water after the rain fucking fell through this thing. Chris said, best part is you had to go to Walmart to get parts. Every time we'd sleep in a Walmart parking lot on our way to and from Maine, I would go into Walmart to get tools and screws and all sorts of shit just to get it home. I had the longest conversation. I texted the guy I bought it from. And I said, you know, dude, I've had it. This thing is the Ford Focus of motorhomes. And, okay, this was an alarming amount of money for this. Though I bought it on sale, it's sickening how much this fucking thing cost. This is it. That's the beast. That is the this one right here. This is the fraud bus. And we were so excited. And you can see why. I mean, look at this thing. Look at the inside of it. The fraud bus is immaculate. That looks nicer than my fucking house. Look at that kitchen. It's like you could get lost in the goddamn kitchen. There's a toilet that floods. All right. So you get the idea. I feel like I'm bragging. But anyway, I kind of am, I guess. But anyway, so this thing's shit. So I text into my guy. I go, dude, this thing's the Ford Focus of RVs. I cannot believe how bad this is. So then I call the people who work for the dealership. And I get the number two on. I go, hey, I want the number one. He goes, you can't. I go, why? He says, because he's in a meeting about you. I go, what? He says, yeah, the guy you sent those texts to from the company, from Thor, he sent them to us. And now we're having a meeting about how to fix you. I go, no shit. So I felt like I was getting, you know, and I didn't yell or nothing. I kept it together, which is, I think I've really turned the corner on my rage. I did not lose my shit. A few minutes later, number one calls me. I go, hey, number one. He says, look. I go, dude, what do I do? I want to get my money back. I actually want you to take this off my hands. It's that bad. He goes, that process can't happen. And I'm like, and he goes, look, give me one shot, mom's spaghetti, to make it right. Bring the coach back. Everything's going to be repaired. We're going to fix it. I'm so sorry. And I go, you know what? Okay, man. I get it. Let's do it. So I bring that fucking thing back. 24 days to repair all of the things wrong with it. Even the, you know how you like push a button and the side goes out? Even that thing was busted. So much work needed to be done on this thing. One trip, two trips. Aram says they should just take it back and break it down, reuse the parts, and get them a new one off the line. Give them a new one off the line. Yeah. Okay, so I got it back yesterday. And he's got it looks like about half a ream of paper of all the work done on it. And we went over it bit by bit. And I went through the thing with a fine-tooth comb. Everything is fixed. Chris says, question is, what actually worked on it? Okay. I have nothing but good things to say about the motor and the transmission. Very strong. I mean, it's a beast. This thing is an absolute workhorse. Incredible. Yeah, everything else is it's worked fine. Chris says, what about the seat that wasn't screwed on? Yes. Seat was not. A lot of this stuff is workmanship. People who put it together are just not doing a good job. It seemed to be a quality control issue. Corey says less poop and water this time. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. I haven't taken a dump in it yet. Chris says, which one of the girls in the office took the dump that clogged, which one of my girls took the dump that clogged it? It didn't matter who took a dump in it. It was going to clog. It was so bad. And then I had the conversation specifically about shit with this guy at the dealership. I go, is the clog fixed? He goes, yes. But you got to put a lot of water in it when you use it. I go, okay, now I did that. He goes, yeah, because it's the poop's going into the shallow end of the tank. I go, my problem wasn't the tank, dude. I told you this. Remember, Diana she had to punch through the shit. Her arm's not 3 feet long to go down in the goddamn tank. The tank is not the problem. You've got a spot there that it's too sharp of a turn for shit. That's your problem. It's plumbed, fucked up. He goes, well, we replumbed it. I go, dude, okay. You know, I gave you this shot to fix it, so I'm going to find out in the field. You got to put a lot of water in. I go, I have been putting water in. Don't tell me. I know. I've been doing this for 10 years. I know how to shit in a fucking motorhome. Corey says, I think it's really sweet. You and your wife have both needed to punch poop before. And Chris says, agreed. You have improved on controlling your rage. Well, look, me raging on the podcast is much different than raging out in the wild in real life. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. When I'm dealing with people in real life, you got to keep this on a Zaytunian level. You're not going to get anywhere with Eric Zane. Eric Zane doesn't negotiate things. Eric Zane doesn't get what he wants. Eric Zane reacts to what's around him. Eric Zane is for merely entertainment purposes only. Now, as it is, most of my life is Eric Zane. And that's the way I want it. I'm happy with it just the way it is. Occasionally, I do have to bust out Zaytunian. Hey, let the ends justify the means. Linda says EZ doesn't negotiate with camper terrorists. Chris says, is Diana a Zane or a Zaytunian? Neither. She's a ward. Totally different ballgame. My God. She met up with Mimi, a ward, last week when I was gone, and went down to Owensboro. What did they encounter? More wards. I can't tell you how ridiculous that family is. They might be the most entertaining family on the planet. You want to talk about emotional flashpoints? Drunk Irish women and men. Animals. Some of the worst moments of society have taken place inside of that family. It takes all of my strength just to focus. I mean, if she gets rankled, then, you know, Ward comes out and I lose. There's nothing I can do if she's on the warpath. She can do something terrible. If she does something terrible to me and I just go, oopsie daisy, hey, no big deal, that's fine. But if I take umbrage with something that she does to me, she calls me a cock, tells me to fuck off, fuck you, fuck off. Like, what? I didn't do it, you did it. She calls me a cockhead repeatedly. Thought I just heard her stomping around in the other room, which meant she's listening to me. We don't want that. We can't have that. My God. All right. So anyway, we got the camper back. That's a good thing. Tell me what you think about this. Over at at my neighbor, the Alleluias, it's been my understanding that they don't like animals. Well, I shouldn't say that. They made it clear to me yesterday. They love animals. I guess in their own special way, they love animals. Now, this is the guy who, a couple summers ago, too many squirrels and chipmunks, so he killed them all. So now that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. Now, he's really a nice guy, but he set up one of those bucket full of like antifreeze or water, walk the plank, and then it gets to the bait on top of the bucket, and then the thing rolls and it falls in there. And he would, every day, he'd walk out of the yard with a bucket full of corpses. And then he'd kill them all. They're gone. Now, they've come back. I feed them. I mean, I go out of my way to try to have them. So they're over here. They love my place because I feed them. And then Ding Dong kills them. Well, they got a cat. I come walking out of the yard. Should have waited on telling you that for the story. But I walk out of the, and I got my dogs, and they're on a leash, and I hear, kitty. What the fuck? Where's that coming from? And I look, and then I see it on his back porch. He's got this kitten in a kennel, like a, you put a small dog in. I go, what the fuck is going on here? And I know there's one person in the family who I think would do this. It's the youngest girl. So at the risk of being a creeper, I looked her up on Facebook and I sent her a message. I go, hey, there's a cat on your back deck. What's going on? Do you have a cat? And do you need anything? Because I can help. We can help. We got, you know, if you need any help. I thought it was like she found it. And her parents were like out of town and she was just keeping it. So it doesn't until they can figure out what to do with it. That's what I thought. But no, they like went and got it. They wanted a mouser. You know, sometimes like if you get north of the hard living line, everybody has a mouser. You know, you get these feral families, these trash humans, and they get cats, and the cats kill all the wildlife, and then the feral families north of the hard living line will then eat the rodents. That's how they survive. Well, that's what they're doing, but they're not killing the, they're not eating the rodents like they do north of US 10. So I reach, I go, hey, what's up? She says, yeah, we got a cat. Dad wants it to be a mouser, but I want to bring it inside. And I'm like, okay. She goes, will you tell my dad that we should bring the mouse, the cat inside? Try to like sway him. Now, I'm not going to do that. But the next day, the other kid pulls in the driveway, older sister. I go, hey, you guys got a cat? She goes, yes. I go, do you not like it? She goes, I do not like cats. It's a kitten. It's adorable. It's so cute. And it's like, oh, well, your sister's going to try to bring it in the house. She goes, that's not happening. There's no way my mom and dad will do that. I go, okay. Yesterday, I bang on the door. Mom and dad open the door. I go, there's a rumor going around about you. He goes, what? There's a rumor you got a cat. He says, it's not a rumor. We got a cat. I go, your daughter wants me to convince you to bring it in the house. She goes, we're not doing that. We do not have, he goes, we do not have animals in our houses, in our house, Eric. So in my back of my brain, I'm like, well, I have so many animals in my house. They would be disgusted if they came into my house. This is essentially, my house is owned by animals, and I just happen to occupy some of the spaces in it. That's how thoroughly overrun my house is with animals. Talk about unbelievably opposite. If you have animals in your house is perpetually dirty. The only way to maintain a clean house when you have pets is to have a person hired to constantly clean up, like 24/7. You'd have to have a staff of 3 people, and they each work 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to maintain a clean house with pets in it. So I can understand. Now, I am unbelievably used to having a home that's it's a fucking animal house. Whatever. That's what I prefer. I love my pets too much. A pile of shit here and there ain't going to hurt you. You just clean it up and you move on. I could not handle being in a home without animals. This guy, though. He goes, you want to see him? I go, sure. I can't tell you how sad I felt. Because I wanted to go in there and get him out. But they're keeping him in the kennel right now. His name's Rocky. And then they're going to let him out. I don't know how to create a mouser. But they're trying to get the cat used to coming back. I don't know. I would just want to snuggle the cat. We're looking down at the cat. And the cat looks pretty content in there. He's got his water, got his bowl, got a fan, got a stuffed animal he's laying his head on. And eventually he's going to be coming and going as he pleases, which that would be great. But at the time, I'm like looking at this kitty, and it's like 16 weeks old. It's all fuzzy and soft. And I look at him and I'm like, oh God, I want to pick up this cat right now. And she's meow. And I'm like, oh my God, Dick, I'm going to pick him up. But I couldn't, it's not my place. I don't think anyone other than the one girl is going to love up the cat. To each their own. So now all my chipmunks and squirrels are probably going to die again. What can I do? Nick likes cats. He says, steal me that cat Maureen style. He deserves better. Mason Blue says they need to buy dead mice and feed it to the cat so the cat gets a taste of blood. Is that right? That might be true. Somebody's trying to break into my iPad again. Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Put food outside so it comes over, Aram says. Aram also says, hopefully it will run away. It's too hot for a kitten to be out all day. Do they even put water? Yeah, it has water in the cage, but it was quite warm. I'm thinking that the majority of the people that have heard my story about this are not pleased with this. There's a reference to Buddy Bobcat Face. So that fucker, he'd go out and murder everything. And then in the winter, he'd come into the garage and I had to turn the heater on. That asshole. And then in the summer, he'd get too hot and he'd say, let me in, dick. And I'm like, all right, great. So I let him in. And then as soon as the night falls, he's back out to murder. Unanimously, the audience is not at all pleased with my neighbor. This morning, by the way, let me back up before I tell you this part. Pooh Bear was here at the house with Mimi last week while I was up north at Fear Bunker North. I got a picture that Milo or Lincoln, one of the cats, found a mouse. And, well, Pooh Bear found the mouse dead. Now, they've never eaten a mouse, but there's the mouse dead. And I'm like, what's going on? And maybe that has to do with the domestication. Maybe that has to do with not tasting blood. But the mouse was dead, so they probably played with it until it died. So I got a picture, and Pooh Bear was like, ooh. And this is right when I'm up north telling her about all the mice at Fear Bunker North. So she's grossed out by this. I woke up today, and I got to feed. This is 5:30 in the morning. I got to feed the cats. I go, come on, guys, let's go. Let's eat. And normally they're all over it. You know, as soon as I go make a run for the food to give it to them. And then Lincoln he's just looking at me like, fuck you. I'm like, hey, come on, it's time to eat. And there's a mouse and it's dead. He has killed yet another mouse. That's two in 2 weeks. I broke the news to Pooh Bear. And so I'm thinking we are infested with mice. It might be. Don't they say that if you have one in your house, you've got like 5,000. So some mice have hatched and they are in the residence. Now, good news, I got cats who are going to kill them. They're going to play with them to death. It's a party time for my cats. But I might have to unload some traps here. I wonder how Aram would do this. Aram is big on animals. Like, he doesn't want any animals harmed. Would you set up a mouse trap in your home? Or would you do like the ones that don't kill the mouse? There are some traps you can get where it just traps it, and then you got to drive it away like significant distance. Because mice, if you don't drive them away like a real distance away, they will find their way back to your house. That is 100% fact. Like miles away. Linda says, I've had cats for many years, but have never had a dead mouse show up. They must be terrible hunters. Aram says, I've never had a mouse trap. Never a mouse trap. Well, okay. Can you not suspend? Do you have the ability to create a what-if scenario You are so black and white when speaking to you. It's I think you're touched with the tism. Can you not just facilitate me in my query so that we can have a conversation? If there's a mouse in your house, are you going to use a spring trap to kill it, or are you going to use the one that just traps it alive and then you drive it away to a faraway place? It's very simple. I don't understand how you even are successful. It's you don't really grasp what is correct in conversing. It's a difficult process. Jeremy says, don't forget Aram and Kenny are the autism brothers, or the tism twins. Oh yeah, that's true. God, your tism is just, it's difficult. Kenny's got his under control. It's like a superpower. Aram says he would trap it alive. Obviously, dumbass. Well, now you're saying terrible things to me. I don't understand what I did. It's not my fault that you are, I think you're an alien. You're like a robot or something. You're very difficult to communicate with. Communication is not your strong suit. All right. Chris says, as he's Aram, this hasn't happened to me, so I cannot do this hypothetical. God. Thank you to more amazing sponsors. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. Why? Because that's what you do. Jackie and Justin couldn't be happier with Mario. And no matter where you are in the U.S., I want you to take advantage of this. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Call today and talk to Mario about how you can get into your mortgage. Fantastic. You get into your house and you start paying on it. And in a few years, you know, you've built up equity. The rates are falling. You can refinance it and pay a much lower rate each month. Thank you to Mario. First-time home buyers are encouraged to call 231-332-6505. Call today. There are three places that audience show members need to get their hair cut. King's Room Barbershop, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Get a haircut for a king at King's Room Barbershop. Love them so much. $19, throw in a nice tip, and away you go. Aram says, my cats might find a mouse, but we corner my cat and I pick it up and take it outside. You know it's going to come right back inside. And didn't you say you fortify your house so mice don't come in? Well, now you're telling me they're in. So what's going on here? What's the truth? So if you take it out, you're taking it away from this terrible scenario, you bring it outside, it comes back inside and has a terrible scenario. And then your cat is pissed off. You're obviously mistreating your cat. That's their instinct to hunt. I think you're like one to like interfere with how nature actually works. Bob says, one little fuck got into my Easter candy and ate my Cadbury eggs. I went on a rampage after that. Old school traps all over. Ate your Cadbury eggs? I didn't know that mice loved those. Finally today, TC Paintball. Rick, our amazing storyteller from earlier this week, in that amazing moment when he was rescued by some hillbilly angel. Visit my friends at TC Paintball and book a paintball event by going to tcpaintballgr.com, the paintball destination in Michigan. People travel from all over the land to go to TC Paintball, and you should too. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. It is so fantastic. Come as you are. Just bring your group and book your event. Book your event ahead of time. Bring your group. And then get ready for 3 hours of amazing, intense paintball fun. tcpaintballgr.com. You folks know I'm on Cameo. Hire me. Cameo. Cameo.com/Eric Zane.
The fuck happened to me?
Yesterday's asshole of the day was the guy who showed his balls to the kids at the teenage girls at the ice cream place. By the way, I found out that he is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, which is crazy because the Republicans have all been saying that we need to protect our kids from drag queens. I don't know about any drag queens showing their dick and balls to children. Asshole of the day, there is no way in hell I'm going to put my sweet neighbor on there. My sweet neighbor is not the asshole of the day. All right? None of that shit. I was reinvigorated by telling that story. To put Justin as the asshole of the day today. Justin is much more the asshole of the day than my neighbor is not an asshole. Fuck you guys. Idiots. Aram says Eric has to put his neighbor, no bias, with asshole of the day. A sentence has never been good to say? Those starting with Eric has. Eric does not have to do anything. No. CEO, president. If you go thumbs up and I go thumbs down, that is not a tie. Okay, so no, my neighbor is not the asshole of the day, you assholes. That is my time. I turned off the iPad because I think somebody's trying to, hack into it. Every couple of seconds, it'll illuminate on its own. And I'll see, you know, the little holes for the 6 digits that you punch in to unlock it. They start to fill in. And then they fill in and it's wrong. And then it shakes a little like, hey, try again. And then it tries again on its own. So I'm starting to think somebody, oh yeah, it says iPad unavailable. Try again in 1 minute. I think someone's trying to break into my iPad or something. I don't know what's going on. So I can't really close with the theme today. So thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Till then, goodbye.